podcast was originally called Brown and Badass, but we soon realized that there's nothing really badass about either of us. We're both pretty sithy-sathy women working our way through life, and we thought we'd just kind of have a conversation about it. So I will pass it over to my co-host and let her introduce herself.
Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Mitali, or Mitali, depending on how you prefer to pronounce it. I grew up in Barcelona, and I'm of Sindhi heritage, which I wouldn't be surprised if not many of you knew what that is, because having moved to the UK, a lot of people always kind of look at me with confused faces when I tell them where I'm from in India. I moved to London when I was 17 for university and never left really. I'm a digital consultant by day, and by night and weekends I pursue my interests in Bollywood dance, attending big fat Indian weddings, and now I guess this podcast as well. Taking it back to what Asha said about us, you know, portraying ourselves as being badass, we realized very quickly that we're, you know, very, very normal, and we're actually just like trying to figure out life, like, without, you know, being too in your face. And even though both of us have interests and hobbies and even like parts of our career that are very much in the public eye, we're actually both quite like shy in many aspects, I think. Like, yeah, we don't like standing out too much, and
or oversharing, yeah, which is quite ironic considering
it's ironic because we're going to be oversharing. Yeah, exactly. This podcast is going to be all about oversharing, so don't worry. But yeah, just to that point, like, there's so many people out there in the Desi community doing, you know, incredible things, and we look up to them. I mean, whenever we talk or whenever we meet up, we're always kind of going on about people in the community doing really cool stuff. But with this podcast, we kind of wanted to keep it very real to us, and we wanted to share our experiences growing up. Especially being South Asian in the West, we've experienced challenges being so close to our roots, but still immersed in Western culture.
Yeah.
And when we met, actually, we found that we had so many similarities, despite having grown up in different countries. And so, yeah, this is inspired by that. And I'm really excited for what's to come. Yeah, so I'll let you, Asha, introduce yourself now.
So my name is Asha, or Asha. I'm still figuring out which to use for who. I'm a freelance writer and a model. And in the last few years, I think we've both realized that there's huge space for conversation around being brown. And I know definitely for me, like, things that I tried to kind of hide or kind of suppress as a teenager, especially growing up in a Western society. I was born and brought up in London. And now those things are kind of now really celebrated. And a perfect example of that is literally the brow game. Growing up, it was not fashionable to have big brows, let alone the sideburns. And the mochi, and I guess the sideburns and the mochi haven't yet sprung into fashion, but we're working on that. But the brows are kind of a perfect visual depiction of embracing your natural self and your roots. Hence the name Brown Game Strong. So yeah, we hope you enjoy it. And we hope that you can just relate. And that's it, really.
And it's, you know, it's open to conversation. If you've got any feedback, then please, you know, we're open to it. And yeah, and it's just about kind of opening up a dialogue around how we navigate through society day to day, where we draw our lines, and how we kind of celebrate our culture and our roots in the little things that we do every day.
100%.
So we're really excited to have you guys on board. And do you, Asha, want to let our listeners know when our first episode is coming up?
So, I mean, We are kind of scheduled to release the next week. Keep an eye out for the first episode on our socials, or either of our socials or the Brown Game Strong social
channels.
And
I just want to add to this, it is, what, 11:08 p.m. on school night, and Asha and I are sitting on her floor recording this, and this is absolutely not glamorous, and we look nothing like we do in our cover photos. However, we're just doing this because we're just interested in having a conversation.
100%. And it's amazing because this feels like the most comfortable space to be having that conversation.
Yeah, the microphone's literally propped on a chair.
Literally, we're like both talking into it. But yeah, no, well, I think both of us are super excited and we'll see you soon, I guess.
Yeah, see you at the first episode.
Bye. Bye.